I'm Trevor Castle. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're catching up with Coach George Wares of the Central College softball team as the Dutch get ready to embark on the 2024 season this weekend. Coach George Wares entering his 40th campaign as head coach of the Dutch. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. And a season with high expectations that we'll talk about here. But how are you feeling on the eve of season number 40?
Feeling good about it. Yeah, as you said, expectations. To me, it's always better to have a lot of people back and have expectations and have to worry about who's going to do what. We still have some of those concerns, too. But, you know, it's been good that we've been outside quite a bit. So I think we have a little better idea of, you know, how we might look where normally we're indoors, you know, until we actually play. So that's been a really good thing for us this year.
I think the headline of this year's program is the returning fifth-year seniors in a program that's as tradition-rich as it's been. You've only had one of those in your history, and now you have five this year. You bring back starters at every position except for catcher this season off of a team that went to the regional final last year and, frankly, you know, was a few pitches away from even going deeper than that. So do you embrace the expectations that come along with that? Are we trying to temper the expectations that go along with that? What is it like with this much talent coming off of a season that was so successful?
Well, we're obviously glad they came back. You know, I mean, it was kind of a domino effect once they announced it. And so it's exciting. And we're definitely embracing it. And we like the fact that we're ranked preseason. We like the fact that, you know, at least internally, there's talk about, you know, can we make a deeper run? And yet we tell them, just like we did last year, when we start this weekend, you don't win a national championship in day one or week one or pitch one. It's gradual. You know, you don't try to be an All-American at the beginning. It just happens because you follow the plan. And next thing you know, you're having a great season. You're playing the national tournament. You're an All-American. So the expectation. I love expectations because it gives you a right as a player and coaching staff to say, you know, we've earned these expectations. Yeah, we have to do some things, but we don't do anything different. You know, we just have to make sure we're playing the way we're capable of playing, not get too up, too down, and make sure we realize that it's a long season. You know, I doubt if we go 40-0. You know, we could very well lose to one of the teams this weekend. And I think just not to panic and kind of make sure you put yourself in a position, whether it's early, mid, or late, to get into the postseason. And once that happens, you know, the seeding and all that and where you play, it's a little bit irrelevant. As long as you're in, especially with a veteran team, then you got some things you can do at that point.
Last year, you talked about how important it was to get into the postseason and then try to have some success there, which I think we'd both agree you did. You clearly got in. And that was because none of the players on last year's team had ever been to the postseason. How important was that now in retrospect, and how do you build on that this year?
Oh, significant. You know, I think the fact that they kind of knew as we went along, you know, how does, again, they don't dwell on it, but we're a little different in our coaching philosophy. At least I tell them where we are. I tell them what probably has to happen. And they were, you know, entertained by that. You know, we'd have a weekly meeting with the seniors, now fifth-year seniors, and, okay, here's where we stand. You know, how does it look? And so I think the fact that they're in and that we got in and the fact that we played well, you know, now they have something to measure by. And they realize the regional, super regional. You look at Bethel when they went to Linfield, those were two very competitive games. So that could have been us just as well as them. And so I think they now realize that it's not that far away. It's a more, we can see what it takes. And they've asked, you know, Coach, tell us, you know, Coach O'Brien, you know, she's been in the regional, she's been in the national. So tell us what it takes. And now they're asking, okay, what does it take to go the next step? And then what does it take to win it? And, you know, we're not stupid. We understand it's really hard to get there and hard to win it, but that's what our plan is. You know, everything we do is a competitive nature where in practice, where is this going to get us to where we want to go? And it's challenging. We want our practice to be so difficult that they walk off the field and, you know, don't ever want to see our coaching staff again, because that's how much we're trying to push them. And then we balance that with, you know, making sure we build their confidence. And I think if you can do that, you kind of develop a championship mindset. And I think that's what we lost a little bit with COVID. And I think that championship mindset started resurfacing last year. And I think it's back to a fuller degree this year.
Visiting with Central College softball coach George Wares, what would you say is the one or two areas that you really need to improve on? What weaknesses have you identified? And, you know, if we make this run that we are all hoping for, you know, what will be the factor that's maybe carrying that? You know, what are the strengths of this team?
Well, you know, obviously our pitching is really solid in terms of experience, but, you know, we didn't command the zone all the time. We didn't get ahead on pitches, and we didn't pitch smart when it was 0-1. So I think that has to get better. We hope it does with experience. Obviously, behind the plate, you know, you lose somebody that's a four-year starter or started most of the time in Farrington. So, you know, just trying to improve with Duncan and Lennox that we got going there, and the communication between them and I, and also them and the pitchers. And then, you know, offensively, just trying to get every player to take it just one more notch, you know, and for some that's going to be really hard because their notches are pretty high. But, you know, just being able to, you know, run the count, being able to, you know, again, we're going to see a kid from Chicago that averages around almost 8 strikeouts a game, walks about 1. So we'd like to get that down to 6 and the walks up to 2 or 3. And just being able to have quality two-out approaches where we can still score. And then make sure that we do the same thing with 2 strikes. And we've got talent, but talent isn't just, you know, physical skill. So I differentiate the two words. You know, some people, you see them in a certain sport and you say, wow, physically they're gifted. But to me, that's not talent. It's a softball IQ. It's a fundamental ability to get yourself prepared, to handle ups and downs, you know, play when you're not at your best, a little sore. And so those are the kind of things we've been talking about, which goes back to the championship mentality. And But you know, softball is a fickle sport. You know, I mean, we could easily last year have, you know, been out by Grinnell, you know, and not even had the opportunity to play Bethel. And, you know, this year we could do everything a little bit better and end up being 2 and out, you know. But I think you want to be in a position, and you want to be one of those. I always think there's like 20, 25, you know, maybe a little less, a little more teams that, yeah, these teams could actually win the whole thing if things started going well for them. And you just want to be one of those teams as you get closer into this, toward the end of the season and the postseason.
And that season starts this weekend with a trip down to Edwardsville, Illinois. A couple of matchups there, a little preview of what we have in store to kick off the season.
Chicago's really good. I mean, they were, I'm forgetting a little bit, like 23-15 or something last year, and really were on the bubble. And then they kind of got away from, they got swept one really competitive game against WashU, and then they got swept by Case Western, who obviously is really good and got upset in the regionals. So very veteran pitching staff. Their top pitcher, as I said before, throws it hard, moves the ball around well. So the typical stuff. They're, you know, good behind the plate, so it's going to be a little more challenging for, you know, our base runners, although we'll probably give it a shot. And you know, and they're well coached. We're really good friends with their coaching staff, and so it'll be a very competitive opener. And Monmouth, you know, I tell it like it is. They're not as good as Chicago on paper, but you know, you got to be careful because that Chicago game, either we're going to have a tough loss and we got to come right back, or we're going to have a really good win and we're going to have to come right back. So we just want to try to play 14, 18, whatever number of innings we have, and you know, and then say, okay, here's where we are. You know, last year when we went down there, we weren't quite as, you know, knowing what we had, but felt pretty good, even though we lost to DePauw. We want to go away again before we go to the leadoff and feel pretty good about what we have going in, because the leadoff becomes even more challenging. So hopefully we'll get off to a couple this week and feel good about going to leadoff next week.
All right, we'll talk with Coach George Wares about that next week. NFCA leadoff classic coming up in early March. But the Dutch start the 2024 season this weekend down in Edwardsville, Illinois. Catching up with head coach George Wares of the Central College softball team, I'm Trevor Castle on KNIA KRLS.